This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Liz, she's listening on the web in Georgia. Hi, Liz.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a question. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, he was talking about how he had a thorn in the flesh and that it was a messenger of Satan. Well, I have two questions about that. What's your opinion on what his thorn was, and what does it mean, messenger of Satan?
Well, one possibility is that the thorn in the flesh is a Hebrew idiom. And this is an idiom for the continual persecution or the thorn faced by Paul. Paul may be using the idiom in much the same way as Numbers 33:55, where the Canaanites, who are not driven out of the promised land, were allowed to remain a, quote, thorn in the flesh. And thereby, they were a continual reminder that kept Israel dependent upon God and away from dependence upon themselves. As far as the origin of the thorn in the flesh, remember that all of us face the world, the flesh, and the devil. And I don't even think we're permitted or required to distinguish the difference between them. We don't know if it's the world, the flesh, or the devil. We don't know if it's a messenger of Satan. But we do know that it is a thorn in the flesh in the sense of keeping us dependent on the Lord, recognizing that He is the only one ultimately who can redeem us and save us even from the circumstances of our present day existence.
Yes, sir. Well, I sure do thank you for helping me understand that. It was always something, you know. I appreciate you opening up the thought about not having to distinguish between the world and the flesh and Satan, because as a baby Christian, sometimes I tend to say, oh, well, you know, oh, that's Satan, or, well, that's the flesh. And sometimes you just don't know. And instead of wearing yourself out about trying to figure out exactly who it is, and, you know, I've just learned, instead of fretting about it and worrying about who is causing me the problem, I've learned now, and praise Jesus, He has taught me this. Don't worry about what the thorn is, or if it's the world, flesh, or Satan. Only keep your eyes on me, and I will free you from them.
And learn how to put on the full armor of God. Because if you put on the full armor of God, then you're invincible in spiritual warfare. But if you don't, you're a guaranteed casualty.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.